We learned yesterday at the bottom of Daf Chav Tes that there were two, the Gemara had said, there are two, that Agra, the Igra, the father-in-law of Rab Abba, one second, where are we? Right, so the last thing we saw is that Igra, the father-in-law of Rab Abba, had a Sefer Torah with too many letters in each column. And so that was, they were allowed to repair, even though there were more than, you know, three or four mistakes in each column. We were in this discussion where the Gemara had begun by saying that Rav had said two laws about Sifrei Torah, and there's a brisa against them. The first law that Rav had said was that a Sefer Torah that has three mistakes in each column has to be put aside, but that's wrong because we have a brisa that says that only if it has four mistakes in each column does the Sefer Torah have to be put aside. Okay, so now, Idach, what was the other lesson of Rav that there is a brisa against? We're on Lamed Amud Aleph. Tama Rav, Rav said, HaKosev Sefer Torah, someone who writes a Sefer Torah, Uva Ligmor, and he's at the end. He's about to end it, in the end of his Osa Bracha. So Gomer, he can end wherever he's up to, Afilu Be'emtza Daf, even in the middle of a column. Meisvel, challenge you, we learned, HaKosev Sefer Torah, Balo Ligmor, Lo Yigmor Be'emtza Daf. But we learned in a brisa that when you're writing a Sefer Torah and you're at the end, you're not allowed to finish in the middle of the column. You have to go to the bottom. Kederach Shagomer B'chumashim. You can end in the middle of the column if you're not writing a Sefer Torah. You just have a scroll with just Bereishis in it or just Shmos. Elamakatzav Aholech. But if you see that, you know, you're going to end in the middle, so you suddenly make the line shorter. Instead of writing 20 words on the line, you write 10. Next line, you write 5. So it keeps getting shorter and shorter, but you get down to the bottom of the column. Ad sof adaf, till you get to the bottom of the column. And so the Gemara, ki kama Rav b'chumashim. When Rav said that you could end a scroll in the middle of a column, he meant a chumash, but not a Sefer Torah. So the Gemara said, but that's not what Rav said, a Sefer Torah come. He said a Sefer Torah. What it means is b'chumashim shel Sefer Torah. But when Shmos ends, when Vayikra ends, when Bamidbar ends, when Bereishis ends, you can end in the middle of a column. But the end of the Sefer Torah, v'zos ha'bracha, le'ini kol Yisrael, the last words have to be at the very bottom of the column. Eini, is that so? V'amar Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba, amar Rav Gidol, amar Rav, le'ini kol Yisrael be'em tzadaf, le'ini kol Yisrael could be in the middle of the column. No, that doesn't mean in the middle of the column. Ahu be'em tzashita, it means in the middle of a line, but at the very bottom of the column. You have to get to the bottom of the column, the bottom of the parchment. Itmar, it was taught, Rabbanan Amri af be'em tzashita. They said you could even end, the way to read what Rav said was, you can end the Torah even in the middle of a line and in the middle of a column. Rav Ashi said, be'em tzashita dafka, only in the middle of a line. V'ilchasan la'alach is be'em tzashita dafka, only in the middle of the line.
When it says Torah, is it Sefer Torah or the regular Torah? I mean, books. How does it work?
Chumashim.
Chumashim.
So, how about every...
No, we're talking about two different things. We're talking about Sefer Torah and we're talking about Chumashim. We're talking about both. Sefer Torah, we're saying, has to get to the bottom of the column, but it doesn't have to be the whole line. It can be the middle of the line.
Is the same rules for Sefer Torah and Chumashim?
No. No, it's only in Sefer Torah.
Okay.
Amar Rav Yeshua bar Abba, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav is a very famous Gemara. We learned it back in Masechet Baba Basra as well. Rav Yeshua bar Abba says the name of Rav Gidol. The name of Rav, Shmona Psukim Shabbat Torah, the last 8 verses of the Torah, Yachid Kore Osan, Bebe Saknesas. They are read by an individual in Shul. According to Rashi, that means that we can't make a Hosafa there. You have to read all 8 Psukim at once. You can't break it into 2. Come on, who says this? The Lok Rabbi Shimon. It seems to be against Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, because we learned in a famous brisa, the last psuk can begin with Vayam Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem, and Moshe the servant of Hashem died there. Question: Efshem Moshe Chai V'Kasa Vayam Hashem Moshe? Is Moshe alive Is he going to write, and Moshe died? How could Moshe do that? How could he write, and Moshe died? How could he write something like that if it's not true? Ella, so rather the meaning is, Ad kan kasav Moshe, till this point Moshe wrote me. Kan veilach, after this, kasav Yehoshua ben Nun. Yehoshua ben Nun wrote it. That's Reb Yehuda says. So if Yehoshua ben Nun wrote it, so it's different. So since it's different, then I would understand that one person should be the one to read it. Some say Rabbi Nechemiah says this, but Amalo Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said it's not possible. Efshar Sefer Torah chaser os achas. Is it possible that the Sefer Torah was missing a letter? Could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't write the whole thing? Uksiv, doesn't the verse say lekoach Sefer Torah zev asamtim oso? Take this Torah and place it. Hashem gives the entirety of the Torah in the hands of Moshe. Elas, or rather, Ad Kana Kodesh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe Kosev Yomer. Till the last eight psukim, Hashem tells Moshe. Moshe says it out loud, and Moshe writes it. That's why Sofrim have a custom when they write the Sefer Torah, they say out loud what they're going to write, and then they write it. Mikan ve'elach. But after from these eight psukim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Hashem was saying it. Moshe Kosev Bedema. Moshe's crying it and writing it in tears. In other words, he's so sad to hear that he's dying, that he's doesn't say it out loud, so he just writes it. So it's different than the rest of the Torah, but it's still written by Moshe. K'moshe ne'amar la'alan, as it says later, v'yom alem baruch mipiv yikarei elai, es kol advarim ha'elav, ani kosev ala sefer b'dyo. That Baruch ben Neriah, the student of Yirmiyo Anavi, says that from his mouth they are reading to me all these words, and I'm writing it on the book in ink. So I say it out loud, and I'm writing it in ink. So lehman d'lok Rabbi Shimon, that's the b'raisa. So presumably this halacha that we just said, that the last eight verses you can't break up, they're different from the rest of the Torah, that's not like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the last eight verses are also written by Moshe, so therefore they're similar to the rest of the Torah. And so the Gemara, no, afilu tamer Rabbi Shimon, it can work with Rabbi Shimon, even if it was written by Moshe. It's differently though. All the other things Moshe would say out loud and then write down. These last eight verses, Moshe writes it in tears, he writes it quietly. So vishtani ishtani, since it's different, and it has another difference too, that it can't be broken up into two aliyos. All right, next law. V'amar Rav Yishua ben Bar Abba, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. Rav Yishua Bar Abba said further, name of Rav Gidol, name of Rav. Halokeach Sefer Torah min Hashuk. Someone who buys a Sefer Torah instead of writing a Sefer Torah, kechotef mitzvah min Hashuk. He's like grabbing a mitzvah from the market, says Rashi, does a mitzvah, but to write it would be an even bigger mitzvah. However, kasvo, if a person writes a Sefer Torah, ma'ala alav akasov kilu kiblo mehar Sinai. Hashem considers it as if he got the entirety of the Torah from Har Sinai. Amar Rav Sheshes said, im higia filu os achas, if he corrects and makes kosher even a single letter, ma'ala alav kiilu kasvo, Hashem considers it as if he wrote the entire Sefer Torah.
Is it possible he wrote them before his eyes, Rabbi, and then they put it in later?
What's that?
Moshe.
That's the view of Rabbi Shimon. And Moshe That's wrote it.
Right.
That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Oh. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that. Okay, going further, laws of the Sefer Torah. Tanur Rabbanu, we were taught in a Braisa. Osa Adam Yerios, a person can make the parchments of the Sefer Torah, mibas shalosh dapin, either a parchment that can hold three columns, va'ad bashmona dapin, or up to eight columns. Pachos mikan, but if he squeezed onto a parchment less than that, so he only has two columns on the parchment, and then another parchment with another two columns, or yeser alkein, or he has parchments with nine columns, ten columns, lo yase, he shouldn't do that. Less than that, he shouldn't do, says Rashi, because there are too many stitchings then. And nine columns he shouldn't do, because then the stitchings are too far away from each other, and it doesn't look as pretty as it could be. Another law of a lo yarbe bedapim. Let's say he has a small parchment. He shouldn't squeeze in lots of columns, make them very thin, make the lines short, because then it looks like a letter. He also shouldn't have too few columns, in other words, have very, very long lines, because then his eyes will stray. As he's reading, he's going to lose track where he's up to. He's going to miss the next line or get mixed up. Ella, so how long should each line be? Kegon l'mishpachoseichem, like the word l'mishpachoseichem, which is the longest word in the Torah, gimel pa'amim, three times. So each column should be long enough to have the word l'mishpachoseichem three times. Okay. What happens if a sofer made a mistake and you get a parchment where nizdam lo yiriyah bas tisha dapim? You get a parchment that has in it 9 columns. We just said that the maximum of columns to a parchment is 8. You got a parchment for your Sefer Torah that you're stitching together of 9 columns. So what do you do? Lo yachlok shalosh lakan v'sheish lakan. Don't cut it so the 3 columns will be in one parchment and 6 columns in the next parchment. Ela arba lakan v'chamish lakan. But rather it should be 4 columns in one parchment and 5 in the other, so that it doesn't look too dissimilar. It looks somewhat uniform. B'amed v'armamun, when is this true? B'tchilas ha-sefer. That is at the beginning of the Sefer Torah. Avol b'sofa sefer, but at the end of the Torah, you don't have to have a line that can have the word l'mishpacho seichem 3 times. Afilu pasuk echad. Let's say what you're left with is 1 pasuk. Afilu daf echad. So then you can make that pasuk into an entire column. You can fill the entire column with 1 pasuk. You write 1 word, and beneath it another word, and beneath it the next word, and you fill the whole column with 1 pasuk. What's that?
Very big.
Big also, right. So Gemara asks, pasuk echad salka daitach, how do you say that? 1 pasuk becomes an entire column? Ela ema, so rather read it like this, pasuk echad bidaf echad. If you want, you can make a column which is very, very narrow, just 1 word on each line, in order to, as Rashi points out, because we said that you don't want to end the Torah in the middle, so if you want to get all the way down to the bottom of the column, so what you can do is you can make 1 pasuk fill the column. Yeah, question.
While he's writing the Sofer, the Torah, the Sefer Torah,
yeah,
how often he is or has to go to mikveh?
I believe he goes to the mikveh before he writes the names of Hashem.
So every time the name of Hashem, he has to go to mikveh and come back and read it.
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's every time, but maybe it's first thing in the morning, then it counts for the rest, but he has to go to the mikveh. Yeah. All right, talking some more laws about the Sefer Torah. Shiur gilyon milmata. How much blank parchment should there be on the bottom? Tefach, a full tefach. Milamalan on the top, gimel etzpos. Enough area for 3 fingers. Ubein daf ledaf, and between column and column. Kimelo revach rochav shtei etzpos. You have to have enough space for a width of 2 fingers. Uvichumashin, and between the chumash, when you're making a chumash, namely you're just writing, they didn't have a printing press, so when a sofer is writing a chumash, it's just going to be 1 chumash on a scroll. Milamata shalosh etzbos, on the bottom 3 fingers worth, and milamala shtei etzbos, on top 2 fingers worth. Uvein daf ledaf, and between column and column. Kimlo revach rochav gudal. Enough space for a single thumb. Ubein shita l'shita, and between line and line, kimlo shita, space for a full line. Ubein teva l'teva, and between word and word, kimlo os ktana. Enough space for a small letter, that's the yud. Ubein os la'os, and between letter and letter, kimelo chutasara, enough space for a single hair. Al yamait adam esaksav. Now, a person should not make small letters on the lines. Lo mipnei revach, not for the sake of having some clear space on the bottom, shalmata, v'lo mipnei revach shalmala, nor for the sake of having some clear space on top, v'lo mipnei revach shebein shita l'shita, nor for the sake of the space between line and line. In other words, in order to have that space, you shouldn't be making small letters. V'lo mipnei revach shebein parsha l'parsha, nor for the space between one parsha and the next.
But you have a couple of the small letters in the Sefer Torah.
Sometimes you do, right? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a small letter, Vayikra, a small aleph. That's right. So you can have small letters, but you have to have a good reason for it. Niznam lo teva bas chamesh osios. Let's say you're at the end of a column, and you have a word of five letters. So lo yichtov shtayim betoch hadaf. Don't write two in the column, shalosh chutz ladaf, and three out of the column. Now turning to lamed amid beis, el shalosh betoch hadaf. What you can do is you can write three of the letters in the column, ushtayim chutz ladaf, and two out of the column. If he now has a word of two letters, lo yizrkenu lebein abat adapim, he shouldn't put it in the area between the columns. Elochozer v'kosev b'tchilas hashita, he goes back and he writes it at the top of the next line, the line in the next column. All right, now repairing a sefer Torah. Hatoeh b'shem, someone who made a mistake in the name of Hashem, let's say the pasuk says Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Leimor. He just wrote Vayedaber el Moshe Leimor. He forgot to write in the word Hashem. So Gorer es Masha Katav. He has to now scratch away and erase what he wrote. Vayedaber can stay, but el Moshe, he erases el Moshe. Vitola, and now he writes in the name of Hashem. But now he has the next words, right? What's he going to do? Right? Instead of writing Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Leimor, he wrote Vayedaber El Moshe Leimor. So he has to erase El Moshe and write in Hashem. But now he has Leimor. So where is he going to put El Moshe? So that he puts between the lines with a little V to say that that's where it goes in. He puts in Vayedaber Hashem, and then between the lines he puts in El Moshe with a little line. It goes like a carrot, that's right, to say that it goes in here.
You actually put the carrot in the Torah.
That's what it sounds like.
It's almost like adding a word, though. Or adding a letter. Yeah. It's something extraneous.
How do you add that?
It's a sign. This is where it goes. The toles mashagar, and you hang in that which you wrote, what you erased. The kosev es Hashem al makom agrar, and he writes the name of Hashem on that which was erased. Div Rebuta, Tzviv Rebuta. Rebbe Yossi says, no, you don't have to do that. You can just hang the name of Hashem. Avtolnas Hashem. You can put the name of Hashem between the two lines. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Af Mochek. No, you could even erase the letters before the ink has dried. V'kosev and rewrite there the name of Hashem. Even though it's not going to look so clear, it's also okay. And Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, Kol Hashem Kulo Tolan. You're allowed to write an entire name of Hashem between the lines with the carrot. Miktsaso, but just some of the letters of Hashem's name ain't Tolan. You can't do that. Shem ben Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Meir. In Kosvan es Hashem, it's not right to write the name of Hashem Lo al Makom Agrar, not even in a place where you scratched off, where it's pretty clear. Lo al Makom Amachak, certainly not in a place where you erased something that wasn't yet dry. And ain't tolen also, and you can't hang the name of Hashem between lines. But Kate said also, so what do you do if you forgot and you wrote Vayedaber El Moshe Leimor instead of writing Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Leimor? You take out the whole parchment. Mesalekas Hayiria Kula Vagonza, you take out the whole parchment, you put it into Shemos and rewrite the entire page, the entire parchment. Itmar is taught in the base Medrash. Rav Hananel Amar Rav. Rav Hananel says the name of Rav. Halacha tolen es Hashem. The halacha is that you can write the name of Hashem between the lines. Rabbi Bar Barchana, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, halacha, he said the halacha is mochek. You can erase even before it has dried the kosev and rewrite the name of Hashem. One second. Why do they say it as if it's their own ideas? Rav Hananel's idea, Rav Yitzchak's idea. They should just say, we paskin like this Tana, we paskin like that Tana. The answer is it wasn't clear to them which Tana said what. Mishum da'abchiluhu. They had different versions what exactly each Tana said. Amar Ravin Bar Chinina, Amar Ula, Amar Rav Chanina. Ravin Bar Chinina said the name of Ula, name of Rav Chanina. Halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri. Halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri. Velo Od, and not only that, in our version, Rav Shimon Shazuri says, Es kol Hashem tolin, but miktsaso ain't tolen. You can hang the entirety of the name, but you can't hang just some letters from the name. So I'm Rabban Bar Chinina Amar Ula, the name of Rab Chinina. Halacha is like of Shimon Shazuri, Velod, and not only is halacha like him in regards to how to write a Sefer Torah, how to repair a Sefer Torah, I should say. Elakom Makom Shashan Rab Shimon Shazuri, wherever Rab Shimon Shazuri teaches the law in the Mishnah, halacha kamos, halacha is like him. Ahai, what was Rabban Bar Chinina referring to? Ilema, if he's referring, where did he say this law? Did he say it here? Is this where he said Allah like Shimon Shazuri that you can hang an entire name, but you can't hang a couple of letters? We learned in the Gemara, Allah is that you can hang the entire name. Allah is that you can erase a letter before before the ink has dried, v'kosev, and rewrite over there the name of Hashem. Then Isan, if you're going to say that Rav Bar Chinina also was referring to this law, hunami lema. So the Gemara should have been saying what he said. The Gemara should have been saying the Rav Chinina, that Rav Bar Chinina also paskin this way. Rav Bar Chinina said, Allah chazuk b'shem shazuri. Why didn't it say it there? Why does it say it now? It sounds like it's a new idea. So it must be that he didn't say it on that halacha. So where did he say it? So now the Gemara is going to go through Mishnayos, where we have laws of Reb Shimon Shazuri, and maybe this is where he said halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri here and everywhere else. Elaha, maybe it was in reference to the following Mishnah. This is in the next Masechta, Masechta Chulin. If somebody slaughters a cow and finds inside of the cow a fetus, the cow, the fetus, is also considered slaughtered. He might need shechitza midrabanan, but he is basically slaughtered. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, im ben chamei shanim, even if this child is now 5 years old, v'choresh b'sadeh, and he's plowing, since when he was in the womb, his mother was slaughtered, shechitas imo, David, they're davening downstairs. Shchitas imo, the slaughtering of his mother, mitaharaso, made him kosher. So maybe this is where Reb Chanina said, Allah is like Reb Shimon Shazuri, that this case, it's called Ben Pekua, even after it grows up, doesn't need shchita, even midrabanan. So Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Why? Just 1 second. Ha'itmar Allah, because we learned on that Mishnah, Ziri Am Reb Chanina, Ziri says the name of Reb Chanina, Halacha Kirb Shimon Shazuri, Halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri. And if you're going to say that Ravin Bar Chinina also was saying the name of Reb Chanina, so Hunami Lema, he should have been quoted as well. Why is he not quoted there? Yeah.
This statement of Reb Shimon Shazuri about the fetus.
Ben Pekua, yeah.
So does that mean that you can shoot this calf?
Yeah, it's already.
Or does it mean that if the calf dies and would ordinarily be in the vela, you can still eat it because it's already been
both, yeah. Ella, so maybe this is what he was referring to. It's a din in Masechet Gittin. Masechet Gittin tells us we always have to be nervous if a husband says, produce a get. Maybe he doesn't mean to deliver the get. So, in terms of the following, Barishona, initially they used to say, it's a Mishnah in Gittin, Hayotze Bakolar, someone who's being taken out by the Romans to be killed by the Romans. V'amar, if he just says, Kisfu get liishti, write a get for my wife, that's already enough. Elu yichtavu v'yitnu, then they should write and they should deliver the get. Then Chazulam, then they went further. They said, even Amifarish, somebody who's going on a sea, so he's going into a dangerous area. Or Ayotze Bashayari, he's going in a caravan in the desert, and he says, write a get for my wife. You write and you deliver. Reb Shimon Shazuri Omer, Afa Masukan, even if somebody's very sick, and he's in danger, and he says, write a get to my wife. You write and deliver, because what he wants to do is he wants to prevent Yibum. Inami, alternatively, Rav Chanina maybe had said his law aha about the Mishnah in Demai, about the fruits of the Am Haaretz, that we assume maybe Maisros were not taken from them. And the Mishnah there said that if somebody buys fruits of Demai and he forgot to separate the Maisros that he's supposed to do Midrabanan before Shabbos, and he doesn't have what to eat on Shabbos, Chachamim are lenient, and they say for the sake of enjoying Shabbos, he should just ask the seller. And if the seller says that he did separate chumos, he can rely on it, even though most, even though there's a takana drabana not to rely on amaratzim, but since most of them did give maisros, here let him rely on it for the sake of onek Shabbos, to enjoy Shabbos. So then the Mishnah goes on and say, not only is this true about Shabbos, but also trumas maiser shel d'mai. Let's say the 1% of the d'mai it's supposed to go to the kohen, shachazalim koma, that it by mistake gets mixed up with that other 99% that it would been taken out of, and everything is prohibited based on the prohibition of dimua. Reb Shimon Shazuri says at this point, you know, it's going to be a big loss, and therefore af b'chol shoalo, you can even during the week you can ask the seller if he says trumas and maisos were separated, ochlo al piv, you can eat it just based on his words. So maybe that's where Reb Chanina said halachas like Reb Shimon Shazuri, either in regards to get or in regards to trumas maaser of demais. So the Gemara says no. But Yitmar Allah, again, about these halachas, it was said that Amar Rav Yochanan halacha ki Reb Shimon Shazuri b'mesukan, halachas like Reb Shimon Shazuri in regards to the person who's sick in bed, and he says just write a get. He didn't say write and give. We interpret it to mean that he means write and give. Ubetrumas meiser shel d'mai, and Allah is like Reb Shimon Shazuri in regards to trumas meiser of d'mai that gets back mixed up. That again, since there's a point, there's a chance of a major loss, all you need to do is ask the seller, did you in fact give trumas and meisos? If he says he did, you can rely on him. And if you're right that Reb Chanina also is the one who said in these cases that Allah is like Reb Shimon Shazuri, who nami lema, the Gemara should have quoted him as saying it. Elas, maybe Reb Chanina said his law, halachas like Reb Shimon Shazuri everywhere. Aha, on the following brisa that we learned. Reb Yossi ben Kippur, Om Mishum Reb Shimon Shazuri. Reb Yossi ben Kippur says the name of Shimon Shazuri. Pola Mitzri, it's a certain type of bean. Egyptian pea, I think is what they call it. What do they say?
Egyptian bean.
Egyptian bean?
Cow pea.
Cow pea, okay. Egyptian bean, Egyptian pea. So it's a type of bean that you can plant it for the leaves as a vegetable, or you can plant it for its seed and then it would be sort of like a legume. So it depends. Shazara lezara, if he planted it as a seed, as a legume, so then we look at when it took root. If miktsasu ishus ifnei Rosh Hashanah, part of it took root before Rosh Hashanah. U miktsasu achar Rosh Hashanah, part of it took root after Rosh Hashanah. You can't take the truma, you can't give from one for the other, because you're not allowed to give truma from one year for the next year. You can't give truma or maisos from the new for that which is old. Loman ayashin alachadash, door for that which is old and that which is new. Kate said, Yasa, so what do you do? Tsover, go run a lesocha. You make a big pile of everything, of this year's stuff and last year's stuff. And then you just take out of it 2% for the truma, and then 10% as maaser rishon, and then 1% as trumas maaser, and then another 10% as maaser sheni. So since it's all of one big mixture, nimtza torim umaser min achad shabo lachad shabo min ayashin shabo lyashin shabo, we assume that what you took out is going to be proportional. What you took out is going to be the new part in this cup. It's going to be proportional to the new that's in the pile. And the old grain that's in this cup is going to be proportional to the amount of old grain in the pile. And so that's something that Reb Shimon Shazuri says, that when you mix the grains, it mixes well. Yesh bila, as we've learned back in other mesechtos. So maybe this is where Reb Chanina said, Allah is like Reb Shimon Shazuri here, and Allah is like Reb Shimon Shazuri in all places. Says the Gemara, no. Again, the same question. On that very price, so we learned, Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Reb Yochanan. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani says, Halacha k'Reb Shimon in the name of Reb Yochanan. Halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri. V'yemisan, if you're right, that it was also Rav Chanina, so then, Hunami Lema, it should be that the Gemara is quoting Rav Chanina in regards to saying this. El Amar Papa, so therefore Rav Papa said, Ashida, this was said in regards to the law about a big box, and of Nachmar Yitzchak Amar, it was said in regards to the law Yayin, in regards to wine. Okay, I want to ask everyone's forgiveness for times that I've been late or didn't prepare enough. Please forgive me, and hopefully this coming year it'll be better. Oh, thank you.